This is Tim in the Morning. You're listening to Movie Land Wax on KWVA Eugene. And with me this morning is Spencer Thompson. Spencer Thompson is the son of Bob Thompson, one of the classic stereo space age arrangers. He recorded a number of records for RCA Victor, including Nice, The Sound of Speed, Just for Kicks, and On the Rocks. Hi, Spencer.
Hi, how are you?
Thanks for joining us here on KWVA Eugene.
You're welcome.
Can you help me maybe trace the career of Bob Thompson? He recorded, I guess there was only those four albums for RCA?
Yeah, those are the Space Age Pop albums, and this was a very small window of Bob's career, but it's the one that, you know, entered the popular consciousness.
Yeah, and at the same time, he also arranged albums for other performers.
Yep.
For really well-known musicians and singers.
Yeah, singers. Rosemary Clooney, that was a very fruitful collaboration. Aren't You Glad You're You, from a record called Clap Hands, Here Comes Rosie, is really a great arrangement. Kind of shows off his, Bob has a kind of playful, exuberant, sophisticated sound that you hear, and it's very personal to him. It's unusual. So that was a small window, the RCA years, and there was Ruth Olay, who was not really famous, but a tremendous jazz singer, and the Andrews Sisters, and Bing Crosby, and
Bing
lots
Crosby,
of folks
wow.
like that. Yeah,
there was an album. Was there at least one? Maybe there were two. If I remember from reading on your website, there was which Rosemary Clooney and Bing Crosby worked together with Bob Thompson?
Yeah, that was a creation of RCA, a record called How the West Was Won, and there are a lot of...
Right.
They did a lot of classic American songs, and Bob was, you know, one of the arrangers in the stable at RCA Victor, so it was basically him, Billy May, and Nelson Riddle. Those were the three. Bob, at that point, you know, was one of the three best arrangers on the planet.
It doesn't get any better than,
no,
than
it doesn't.
Those guys you just mentioned.
And Johnny Mandel, who's my dad's, he wasn't at RCA, but he's my dad's favorite arranger, I think, of that kind of style.
Right. So How the West Was Won, and that was actually an album that came out before the film.
Right. I think it kind of is alongside of it, or it doesn't really coincide with it. I don't really know that much about the film.
Sure. So, actually, one of my favorite arrangements of Bob Thompson is his arrangement of Rosemary Clooney singing Black Coffee.
Right.
Which you kindly sent to me.
Yeah, that's really, it's a tremendous thing. It really shows a lot about Bob. One thing that, it starts off with a solo cello or a bass fiddle playing by itself, and then Rosie's voice comes in, and it's, you know, he knows how to, he doesn't distract. Arranging is an art where you don't want to distract from the singer, and you don't want to, it's not really about hooks, it's about giving the foundation, an emotional foundation, and uncovering the harmonies of the song. It's very much like directing a movie. That's how I kind of see it, that there's a script, which are these great songs, and so the solo cello really is, you know, a metaphor for being alone, and it's just the way he thinks about music. Being able to write for certain instruments in certain ways is kind of one of the disciplines of arranging. So it's quite a combo, that song.
That's a great analogy. And let's give it a listen here on KWVA. I'm speaking with Spencer Thompson, the son of Bob Thompson, the arranger on this version of Black Coffee, sung by Rosemary Clooney.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down broom. I'll never know a Sunday in this sweet day room. talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock to four. And Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, I'm hanging out on Monday, my Sunday dreams to dry. Now a man is born to go a-loving, a woman's born to weep and fret, to stay at home and tend her oven and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm mooning all the morning and mourning all the night, and in between it's nicotine and not much heart to fight. Black coffee, feeling low as the ground, it's driving me crazy, this waiting for my baby to maybe come around.
That was Black Coffee, sung by Rosemary Clooney with an arrangement by Bob Thompson. I'm speaking with Spencer Thompson, Bob's son. Now, Spencer, you've set up a website. Is it bobthompsonsmusic.com?
Yes, it is, and it's Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
Then just music.
BobThompsonMusic.com.
It's a great website. There's lots of information there, and also a lot of really fun audio clips.
Right. Yeah, we've got audio clips that came literally out of, you know, the garage, and from his commercial work, commercial demos from the 60s, and some clips from the records. And so I change that ever so often. Sound of Speed is now on iTunes in its entirety, which is nice.
And that's available for download.
Yep.
So anybody who wants to download those songs can.
Yep, absolutely.
And that Sound of Speed is a classic in the stereophonic space age bachelor pad era, just because of the use of sound effects and stereophonic panning back and forth from the right to the left.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really clever use of stereo within the arrangement of the music.
Yeah, it's a concept album, and he takes various modes of transportations and as a starting off point for these instrumental arrangements. So there's one called Sub-Manhattan Blues that I'm fond of, which it starts off with a subway sound and it kind of pans from right to left, and then the arrangement begins. It's sort of Gershwin-esque, and it's just, that's kind of like the gimmick of the time, because that's where the technology was, and you know, different gimmicks come in and out of music. But they were trying to show off, it was the first time, you know, records used to be released in stereo and mono at the time. It's sort of like, you know, high-definition DVD. And,
right.
So, you know, what stood the test of time is the arrangements and the way, you know, he's kind of captured each of these vehicles. Like, he's got a helicopter, and he's kind of captured each one of them. You can really, there's certain songs like Sub-Manhattan Blues, where you can really feel, or I can really feel him having fun, as it doesn't seem like work. You can really see him let loose, so to speak. you know, the four records he did, that and the three RCA records, Nice, Just for Kicks, and On the Rocks, they're all classics. Nice is my favorite. It just got reissued again in Japan, which is nice.